first courthouse in the first county judge of Loma County.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them was a Baptist preacher. And then, when they came here, you see, the Yankees came through and take everything we had, see. And my mother and her sister just beat them off with a bowling pin or whatever it takes. See, they had 14 years old, they had to fight for them. And my mother and father married when I was 14 years old.
Mm-hmm.
So I said she had to put a rough time.
Mm-hmm.
And she never saw but one circus in her whole life. She lived to be 78. She'd been dead about 42 years. So they lived fast, and then they had a feud in Loma between the Eagles and the Boos. They killed each other out. It's over nothing, see. They cleaned them out, see.
Did that affect your family at all?
Very little. Of course, they were distant kin, close kin. Everybody was related in those days, you know.
Yeah, I know, especially in small towns.
There's a lot of intermarriages.
Yeah.
A lot of it. Now a lot of the people do it, intermarry, keep the one in the family, I guess. I don't know any other reason.
Mm-hmm.
If it's done today, that's what they do it for. It's keeping in the family.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think everybody has the same desires and regrets they've always had for the last 200 years since you've been here. You see, it's about the same thing, the same disappointments, the same hopes of making money and living a long time and happy and taking care of the family at any stage.
Yeah. And giving their children up.
I think it's just as many good people and just as many bad as they ever were.
Yeah.
Because they're more of both kind.
Mm-hmm.
I always find something good in everybody.
Have you had any notable ancestors? Anybody in your family ever achieved any notoriety or anything?
Well, my mother's cousin was Joe T. Senator from Arkansas. They went to school together, first cousin.
Mm-hmm.